In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on June 16th, 2016. It's the 16th of the 2016. Wow. I'm Daniel. Yeah, let me finish my intro. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me finally after a 15-year absence, manager Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
How was it?
I got stabbed by a whole bunch of different cacti, and then I sat on, like, a mesquite bush. That wasn't fun. Well, I didn't really, like, sit. I kind of backed into it while I was squatting down a little bit, and that didn't feel great.
I thought you were about to say you got stabbed by a mutant biker gang.
We did see a biker gang in Central Texas.
Were they mutant?
No, but I tried to get my friend to fight a really big biker.
Was his name Scotty?
No. I don't know. I didn't talk to the guy. For all I know, it could have been Nesbitt.
What? Was it? Okay. Okay, on today's episode, we're going to do something fun on today's show.
We're
going to give grades. We're going to be teachers. I'm Professor Black and you're Professor Lee.
We're professors?
We're professors because we're giving people grades.
I don't think we can claim that, but that works for me.
This is a podcast. We can claim whatever we want as long as it's appropriate.
Okay.
You know, okay. So, yeah, we're going to be giving the sports teams grades on how they did. That'll take, like, 5 minutes. And then we're going to talk about disappointing things.
Wes Johnson and freaking Nick
Mangione. Well, we've already talked about Nick Mangione because you missed out on that at conversation.
Well, I'm not exactly mad at Nick either. I'm more mad at Wes.
He's Manny Diaz.
I don't think he...
Yes, he's Manny Diaz.
We can't go that far.
He's Manny Diaz.
We'll talk about
that. He's Manny Diaz. He's going to come back in 5 years and then leave again.
That'd be depressing.
Well, you've dealt with it once.
I don't want to deal with it again.
So, yeah, that's, like, all we're going to talk about.
And then questions.
Oh.
We have questions.
Do we?
Yes. We have questions.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start with the grades thing.
But not from Lewis. Lewis didn't give us questions.
Yeah, because he sucks.
You're fired, Lewis.
So, no, you have to say it appropriately. Excuse me for a second.
You're fired.
That was really creepy.
Lewis, you are fired.
That was a Donald Trump voice.
That was even creepier. Don't ever say that again.
My name is Donald Trump.
Gosh.
Ethan, why have you been gone so long?
I was in New Mexico and Arizona.
Did you say Mexico?
Yup.
You're fired.
Get it? Because Mexico. Okay, so let's go ahead and give grades. You walked right into that one. So I went to Twitter on the For Whom the Cowbell Tolls Twitter account at MStateSports. If you want to follow us.
Your favorite Mississippi State blog.
No.
We are.
We're like the only Mississippi State blog, though.
Well, yeah.
That people care about.
Oh.
That's for you, Justin Strawn.
Who actually does listen to us.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's for you. That's like, I know that I'm currently speaking to him.
Yay.
Okay. So I went to Twitter, and I got on the poll feature. And it's disappointing, because you can only have 4 options. So, like, grades are usually organized in 5s with A through F. So I had to go A, B, C, then D/F.
Yeah.
So I went on there, and I asked... the people.
The people.
For the people. We are for the, like, Morgan and Morgan. My name is Morgan Morgan from Morgan and Morgan. We are for the people. And I asked them to rank, or grade, sorry, the following sports: football, soccer, volleyball, men's basketball, women's tennis, softball, and baseball. I decided to omit the two golfs and cross country slash track because they don't have records.
No, they just win national championships.
Well, that's individually.
Yeah.
So, you can't really grade that in terms of a team.
No, but it's
great.
Impressive.
We talked about that. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, Justin Sutton just asked a question.
Yay!
Okay. So, you want to go ahead and give grades?
Sure.
So let's start with the football team. The football team had a solid 9-4, 4-4 season with Belk Bowl champions. Ethan, don't pull out the grades online because I'm going to make you guess what the winner was, okay?
Okay.
So what do you think the people, said about football in 2015?
I want to say it'll be... I'm expecting a B.
Okay.
But I think there will be a large portion that said C.
76% of the people said B.
Oh, wow.
Including myself.
Okay.
Next was C with 13%. A had 10%. And no one said D/F.
That's surprising.
Yeah. So, Ethan, what would you give the 2015 football season?
Probably like an 85 if I were going to be
exact. Oh, you're going numbers?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a B, but if I'm going, like, exact, it'd be an 85. Just because
that is
there
a B.
Was so much room for improvement.
An 85 is a B.
Yes, I said that.
I know, but then you said, like, I would rank it a B, but if I would be exact, it would be an 85. I'm like, what's the point of saying that if you already said it was a B?
But, I mean, there's just room for improvement.
Sure.
Yeah.
I voted B.
Yay.
The next is soccer. The soccer team went 5-10-3. 3-6-2 in the SEC. You know, there are reasons why I don't like soccer, because ties are so prevalent.
Yep.
Okay. So, with that record in mind, Ethan, what do you think the people said about this year's soccer team?
D/F, but probably a large portion said C as well, just because we don't really care about soccer.
What's that supposed to mean? What if a soccer player or two soccer players? I mean, Ethan, you could date a soccer player.
I mean, I could date a soccer player, but I don't ever see any soccer players.
And if you look at the U.S. Olympic team, that's not a bad thing.
No, a lot of soccer players are very, very attractive. Yeah. But I mean, just as a whole,
okay.
The university doesn't really pay much attention. You know, if that's fair or unfair, it just is what it is.
It's on the SEC Network Plus. Like,
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry, soccer.
Yeah, you should be. 53% of the people said C.
Really?
Yeah, 43% of the people said D/F, and 4% said B. No one said A.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Okay, I voted D/F, and you pretty much get... Would you go for a D or an F? I would go
D.
For a D. I agree.
I'd go for a D.
That's what she said. Okay. I've been watching The Office. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I've, like, been binge-watching it. I'm 3/4 of the way through season 2, and I started watching it yesterday. So, yeah, volleyball's up next. The volleyball team made significant strides from the year previous. I'm just going to pull up the two. I have the record from this past volleyball season up, but I just want to show you the dramatic improvement that the team made from last year to this past year. That rhymed. That rhymed.
You can't say year and year rhymed. That's the same word.
No, I said last year and this past year.
Okay, last and past, whatever.
2014 was the last year of the Jenny Hazelwood era. She went 7-26.
That was less than ideal.
In 2014. And then David McFatrich, in his first year in 2015, went 17-15 and 6-12 in the SEC.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, what was that, an 11 game? I don't remember how many Our 10,
well, you said 7 and so a 26, 10 game
a 10-game improvement in the regular season in terms of wins, yeah, and a 3-game improvement in the SEC in terms of wins.
That's
so,
huge.
Ethan, what would you say the people said about the volleyball team?
Did the people give them a B?
I don't know. Did they? You have to give me that answer.
That's my guess. Did they give them a B?
No, they gave them a C. 70% of the people said C. 18% said B, 11% said D/F, and there was a Lone Ranger who said A.
That Lone Ranger wasn't you.
No, I said a C.
I mean, all things considered, I'd give them a B.
Okay.
Just with how they did improve.
Maybe like a B minus.
Like a 79.8 that gets curved up.
Oh, so an 80.
Yes. Like, right on the edge.
All right. Next up was men's basketball. Not a great season, but certainly improved. 14-17 and 7-11 in the SEC. Ethan, what do you think the people gave the men's basketball team?
Probably an F, because so many people were mad about basketball.
61% of the people gave them a C.
I am underestimating our fan base.
And by the way, it's D/F, so...
Whatever.
But yeah, I guess that's acceptable. 61% said C, 21% said B, and then 18% said D/F, and no one said A.
Well, that's... Yes, I
gave them a C.
See, this is another one where it's just like borderline C to B.
So you would give them a 69.5?
No, C to B.
Oh, never mind. So you give them a B.
So, yeah, it's just so much improvement, especially down the stretch. I'm willing to give Ben Howland a B here.
All right.
But, like, it's a borderline. You just barely get it.
That's
you thank the
said.
Professor a whole bunch.
Okay. Next up is women's basketball, a 28-8 record, 11-5 in the SEC, and NCAA Sweet 16 appearance, the second in school history, first in 6 years. Ethan, what do you think the people gave the women's basketball team?
If it's less than like 95% A,
well, I never gave percentage. Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
I'm saying like if
the people said.
If less than 95% of people said A, I'm going to be pretty upset.
91% of the people said A.
I'm upset.
9% said B. No one said C. No one said D/F. I gave them an A.
That works for me. Yeah, A.
Yeah, an A. Next up is the men's tennis team. Or sorry, my bad. Next up is the women's tennis team. I read that.
Ladies first, yeah.
Yeah. Or no, I said men's first.
We're going with women's first.
But okay, it's not in the order I put. Okay, women's tennis. This is a team that went 18-9, 7-6 in the SEC, made it to the NCAA second round, a significant improvement from the year before. Ethan, what do you think the people gave the women's tennis team?
Probably a B.
57% of the people said B, 39 said A, 4 said C, and no one said D/F. I gave them a B.
I'm tempted to give him an A, but I'm going to give him a B.
Just maybe because, like an 88.
Yeah, because I mean they were pretty close. They were pretty close to making it on to Sweet 16 and such.
Yeah.
Just as a team, they were pretty good.
Okay. The men's tennis team is next, 18-9, the same regular season record as the women. Played one less SEC match, went 7 than the women, went 7-5 in the SEC. But one thing they have over the women is they went to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. So Ethan, what do you think the people gave the men's tennis team?
An A. I would expect an A here because they did make it further in the tournament.
67% of the people said A, 31% said B, and 2% said C. No one said D/F. I gave them a B.
Okay.
I gave them a B. Yeah. Their regular season wasn't fantastic, but their postseason was pretty good.
I would give them an A.
Okay. There we go. So yep. Next up is softball. continuing on that theme of ladies first.
Yeah.
This team went 26-31 in the regular season.
Not great.
3-21. I didn't even know it was that bad in the
SEC. It was less than ideal. it was less than ideal.
That means we won 23 games in the non-conference and then 3 in conference.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was really painful to watch.
Ethan, what do you think the people gave the softball team?
Oh. See, I'm fond of the softball team. They're fun to watch.
Yes, you are. Of course. So I know that. You talk
about
it too much on
the show. But I'm sure
that
people gave them an F just because there's no other acceptable grade for that performance.
50% of the people said D/F. 40.
Could you imagine like how people would have reacted
if this was the baseball team? This was basically the baseball team of 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except.
Essentially the same.
Mm-hmm. 50% of the people, wait till you hear, I'm going to read the entire results and wait till you hear this. 50% of the people said D/F, 43 said C, 6% said B, and Ethan, I think you were the 1% that said A.
What? Someone gave them an A?
Ethan, I think you were the 1% that gave the softball team an A. The team that went 3-21 in conference, you are the 1%.
That had to have been one of the softball players.
You have to be the 1%.
That wasn't me. That wasn't.
That wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Who gave the 26-31 record softball team an A?
That was not me. That may have been Vance Dudeman. I don't know. That's pretty great, though.
And then on the opposite end, baseball.
Wait! I didn't give my grade.
Oh, you didn't give a grade. Okay, what is your grade?
F.
Yeah, I gave it one too. That's, like a 22. Or sorry, that's a really bad number because Marshall Henderson 23.
Why not
that's
just Charles 26?
Rhodes. Charles Rhodes is 23.
No, I was thinking 26, because that's how many games they won.
Baseball. The team went 44-18-1, 21-9 in the SEC, made it to the NCAA Super Regional, which is pretty much the equivalent of the Sweet 16 in terms of number of teams remaining, and won the SEC regular season title. Ethan, what would you say the people gave the baseball team?
People are, like, unfair to baseball. To our baseball team?
Go ahead, say the letter and what percentage you think it is.
I wouldn't be surprised if people said a B, to be completely honest.
Okay, well, you are underestimating our fans. Again? 72% of the people said A.
Oh.
26 said B, but then on your point, 1% said C, and 1% gave them a D/F. How much you want to bet AZ Desert Dog signed in to whatever Twitter account he has and voted D/F?
I don't get the hatred for John Cohen. I don't get the hatred for this baseball team.
We didn't go to Omaha, Paul!
Yeah, this team was at best projected to be like the 16th ranked team in the nation.
I want to address the public for a second. And I'm sort of noticing this.
Okay.
Mississippi State fans believe that State has, I mean, State has a solid baseball tradition.
Yeah.
But there are Mississippi State fans that believe that we could go head-to-head with anybody in terms of history and tradition. Like, we are in the top five. Ron Polk is in the top four of greatest coaches of all time, yada, yada, yada.
And that's just not true.
We are lucky to be in the top 15 to 20 of the best baseball programs in terms of history in the country. We've been... Okay.
There are so many good programs out there, like Cal State Fullerton.
Ron Polk. People LSU. Believe that Ron Polk should be on the Mount, because Cal Peterson tweeted this before the NCAA tournament. His Mount Rushmore of college baseball coaches, and Ron Polk wasn't on there, and State fans got hashtag mad online.
Yeah.
And Ron Polk never won a national championship. Ron Polk never finished. So we finished third. That 85 team finished third in the College World Series.
That's as close as he got, isn't it?
Yes. Ron Polk's best finish in Omaha. The five other appearances Ron Polk made in Omaha with Mississippi State, the five other, State never finished better than seventh.
And see,
we have an awful record in Omaha. 85-13 are the only two times we've ever finished better than seventh in the College World Series. Mississippi State has been to six Super Regionals. How many have we won? Two.
Yep.
We don't have... I'll say this. I'm going to get on Ron Polk's Twitter, or Ron Polk's Twitter account. Ron Polk's Wikipedia.
I'm going to check his Twitter.
I would love to see. No, he doesn't. It's Ron Polk. He used a typewriter when he was at Mississippi
State. Not Ron Polk.
Well, you're, yeah.
There's a Ronald Edward Polk.
Okay.
Low Ron Polk.
I'm going to read you some of the records Ron Polk had at Mississippi State that didn't go to Omaha. 42-15 in 1983. 45-16 in 1984. 44-20 in 1988. The elusive 54-14 in 1989. 42-21 in 1991. 40-22 in 1992. 41-21 in 1993. 42-22 in 2005. The 2006 team that started out, I think, 18-0. Yeah, they didn't go to Omaha. 42-20 in 2003. Those are some of the teams under Ron Polk that didn't go to Omaha. Mississippi State, to tell you the truth, I'll say this outright. We choke in the NCAA tournament. Not just this season. This has been a historical thing. Yeah. We choke in the NCAA tournament. We have the some of Mississippi State's past teams have had the potential to be at what?
Did you see what? Are you there?
I don't know. Ethan Lee sent me a Twitter DM while I was ranting about Mississippi.
Just keep going.
No, I'm stopping.
No.
So Ethan Lee looked up Ron Polk on Twitter, and
this isn't what I expected to find. Oh.
He found someone named Low Ron Polk. L-O, then Ron Polk. So, yeah, we choke in the NCAA tournament.
And, you know, it's not unlike some of our basketball history, too.
You know? Oh, yeah, Stansberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not unlike.
Except, I don't think, except people, the difference between that is not many state fans have the perception of what state baseball is in terms of state basketball, because there are state fans who think that we're Alabama football wise in terms of baseball.
Yeah,
and we're the Alabama football, and that's just
not correct.
That's not true. Yeah. Okay.
I think the closest we could compare in terms of like football would be Oregon, and even then that doesn't feel right, but it's the closest I think you could get.
So, yeah, what's next?
Did I give a grade for that yet?
Baseball?
Yeah,
it should be an A, right?
I would give it an A.
Yeah, I would too. It's probably in the top five of the greatest teams in Mississippi State history.
It was a great team.
Yeah. It still hurts. In the arms
it's
of
not gonna stop
the angel. Fly away with me in the arms of the angel. Fly away, fly away.
The sting
in
was
the arms of the angel. Fly away with me in the arms of.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Stop.
Stop. Fly away.
Rest in peace, our listeners.
Well, I've sang it at one point or another, and John Clark said that I am better than Sinatra.
Oh. So. He likes lying to you.
What's that? No. He's a truthful man, so how about you stop falsely criticizing him of lying to people, because you know why? You're trash.
So,
straight
this was
up trash.
Okay.
You're garbage.
Are you done?
That's what she said.
What? Oh. You really are a middle schooler.
I know. Well, yes. Are you not aware?
So there are some not so great things to talk about.
Like what? What's in mind?
Wes Johnson.
Oh, yeah, the backstabber. Yeah, the person that was here for, what, 7, 8 months? The backstabber? Yeah. Looks like Humpty Dumpty. He's like 5'2".
Oh, well, you're getting personal.
Yeah, him.
He's not on Twitter anymore.
Oh, well, isn't just so unfortunate? He had a stupid
username. There is a Wesley Johnson.
Well, that's great. He had a stupid username.
MSU Command Velo.
Like, what is Velo? Like, what is that?
I think it's supposed to be velocity.
Great. Velo is French for bicycle. Like, legitimately,
you're not wrong.
It is.
I know. I took French.
He is garbage.
Yeah.
Manny Diaz Part 2.
See, I don't think
yes.
we can... He's not...
Yes.
We didn't
yes.
have the same connections,
yes.
but okay.
Manny Diaz Part 2. Manny Diaz went to Miami where he's from.
See, but it's still not the same to me.
Let's just shut up.
It's close.
Just shut up. Let's just be quiet.
So...
Talk about him. I don't want to talk about him.
Let's talk about replacing him.
Gary Henderson.
Not a bad choice. That's a pretty good choice. Roy Oswalt.
No.
That's Roy
like
Oswalt.
Hiring... Listen, you. That's like hiring Fred Smoot. I was all for it. You know, I was for it as a joke. You know, I think it's fun as a joke. I wrote a piece about it, and it was pretty popular amongst the people.
Hashtags.
And
hashtags.
It never happened.
Hashtags.
And the difference between Fred Smoot and Roy Oswalt is that Roy Oswalt hasn't come forward on Twitter and given his approval for taking the job yet. Whereas Fred Smoot did.
Yeah. Well, I doubt Fred Smoot actually applied.
He asked the Twitter account, where do I apply? And then he said, yes, I can recruit. Can a dolphin swim?
I believe dolphins can swim.
We can be heroes!
So,
I wish you could
Gary,
swim.
Gary Henderson's
like the dolphins.
Best choice.
Like dolphins can swim. We can be heroes!
Who are some other options?
Just for one day.
You know?
The Fullerton guy, whatever his name was.
You think we can get him this
year?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's why we're going to get Gary Henderson.
Yeah.
Did you like my Bowie singing there? I sang some Bowie.
I was ignoring it. I don't really know what to make of this coaching search, just because it seems so odd. And I don't know who... You know, let's talk about replacing Mangione. Have you already done that?
No.
You think... There's going to be internal promotion.
I think I never said there would be. I was just saying that's a possibility.
Okay. See, college baseball is so much more difficult to project who will end up coaching where in college football.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Sure.
You don't...
I will go ahead and tell you why. Because college baseball doesn't have nearly as much coverage.
Well, it's not just
that. In college football, the people from like the MAC and the AAC, they're projected on a much more broad scale, whereas in college baseball, teams from the MAC or the AAC aren't projected as broad. So if you think of, you know, who would be the next head coach at, you know, Western Kentucky, you could think, well, or who would be a good assistant at Mississippi State in football, a good offensive coordinator. Well, you know, Western Kentucky has had fantastic offense the last some odd years. They're in a small conference. Let's try to get him. You know that because the MAC in college football has so much more coverage, whereas, hey, who would be a good assistant for Mississippi State? You don't know people from... smaller conferences. Like, did you know who Wes Johnson was before we hired him?
No, not really.
Exactly.
See, but I don't think it's just the coverage issue. I think there's more parity in college baseball than college football. Which, you know, will reflect on some of the coverage issues and such. But when you look at Dallas Baptist and Cal State Fullerton, nobody really knows who those schools are outside of the college baseball world.
Yeah. That's
and
that's fair.
They are absolute, you know, especially Fullerton, that's an absolute powerhouse.
That's fair.
So you can't just say, oh, well, these smaller schools, the coaches are going to end up at the bigger schools. It's a completely different system than the college football world.
Yeah.
So I think the system is more similar to basketball in that it, you know, basketball receives a lot of attention and a lot of coverage. It's still very hard to project where the coaches will end up.
Easier than baseball, though.
Yeah, still easier than baseball.
So. All right. Anything else?
Well, let's do some questions.
Oh, yeah, questions. We do have questions, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's get them. If I can get past all of these Ole Miss fans.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ethan.
You're welcome.
You. Okay. The Large Dog Tradework at KT Vanderlip on Twitter. He not only has questions for asked first, that's a run. He has the most questions asked, that's a run. He has the best graphics, that's a run. He currently has a 21-16 lead on Lewis, who didn't get a, who didn't ask any questions for the second consecutive weeks. So I'm putting a 2 runs on the board for Mr. V. 23-16 here in the 7th inning. It's an absolute slaughterhouse. 7-run lead, 23-16 in honor of Mr. V.
In honor?
In honor, sure.
I don't think that's the right word, but okay.
But in honor, because Lewis hasn't asked any questions. He needs to step up his game.
So, question number one. What the heck is up
with baseball coaches leaving? Well, Nick Mangione left to be a head coach. Butch Thompson left to be a head coach. And Wes Johnson
He's going back to Walmart World.
Yeah, he's going back to Walmart. His home base.
Yeah. He's a Walmartian.
I would delete your account. Number two, is it officially 3 in less than a calendar year? Yes.
Unfortunately so.
Number three, do you think this shows that Mississippi State is a good place to grow as a coach before getting a head coaching job? Only 2 of the 3, yes.
Well, see, 2 of the 3 were with us for quite a while. Especially in the coaching world.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. And I don't know if this really counts, but in the past, Pat McMahon was promoted to head coach.
Yeah.
But still, he was a longtime assistant in the program that ended up being a head coach. So there we go. There's another example. Number four. The answer to this is no. Have you ever Binged yourself? Searched your name on Bing? No, because Bing is made by Microsoft, and I don't like Microsoft. And also, that verb is binged, which is a verb that is in existence, which means you do something for a very long period of time, like binge watching a television show. So no.
Question number 5.
Can I start tweeting recruits? No. Number 6.
Delete your account if you want to tweet recruits.
How do the grading of the sports teams compare to your expectations/grades given?
Huh? I think you can evaluate that for yourself, because we actually did that.
Yes. Number 7. Is at MSU Lewis okay, or have I just crushed him? You've crushed him.
He's broken.
Yeah, he's done. Number 8. Another question from Mr. V. Any talk of Tyler... This is funny, because Ethan was talking about this the other day. Another question. Yeah. Any talk of Tyler Bratton moving back to baseball, or is he locked to softball?
The problem in the softball world is that there's very limited movement. You'll see a lot of these head coaches being at places for like 20 years. And so I would not be surprised if Tyler Bratton did not try to get back into baseball, because there's more movement, more chance to grow there. He's shown that he can grow in softball as a coach. I think he could, you know, if John Cohen were to make the move, I would not be upset with it, because I think it'd be a good move. I don't know it's necessarily the best move, but it would be a good move. That being said, I don't expect it to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul B. Crook.
With apples.
Yes, I like this guy.
He's a director and actor in Louisiana, directing and acting professor at Louisiana Tech.
Nice.
Yeah.
My son will be a freshman at State in the fall. How many pounds of cheese can I expect in the next 4 years?
A lot.
And ice cream.
A lot. Get the ice cream too, yeah.
Cheese and ice cream. The large dog, and another one for Mr. V. How's it going?
Pretty good. Not the best, not the worst, but it's still pretty good.
Andy Atkinson of Bulldog Sports Radio fame at Nature Boy 508. I believe that's a reference to Ric Flair.
Woo! I think so too. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh gosh, that was loud.
But my dog is starting to bark. No, do you feel a sense of pride when others copy your idea of tweeting to Whataburger?
We're going to move on.
Let's
see. Because there are a whole bunch of Ole Miss fans.
Another one from Mr. V. Will you guys be reminding everyone to beat the rush and dislike Ole Miss early? Go to hell, Ole Miss.
Yes. Go to hell, Ole Miss. Okay.
Number one for Mr. Another one for Mr. V. Do you think, you know, he gets another run for persistence, 24-16. Do you think he knows of what he speaks? You can take this one.
Referring to Roy Oswalt, yeah, you know, he knows what if he knows of what he speaks.
Next up, Luann Mashburn. I'm so sick of other teams taking our coaches. How do we stop this? I have an idea. Blow up every other university in the world. If they are looking for a head coach, blow it up. If that university is from a state, is in a state from which one of our coaches was born.
A resident of?
Yes, or yeah. Was once a resident of. Blow it up.
That's a little extreme, but...
What do you have?
Build a wall.
Did you just say build a wall?
Make them pay for it.
I like building walls. Building walls is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I love building walls. You're fired.
Donnie McFall asks, Mr. V, because I know you listen, or Justin Strawn or Lewis or whomever, tweet me from 1 to 10 how good my Donald Trump impression is. What is it from Ethan from 1 to 10?
3. Because it... You get me on the creepy factor. You skipped Kelly Price.
Did she ask it from the Cowboy Tools account?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Favorite kind of donut?
You want to take this? Because I was just eating my favorite kind of donut earlier today.
You were just eating your favorite kind of donut?
Yes.
I like chocolate bow ties.
Huh?
You've never had it? It's an elongated... chocolate donut.
Just say the normal circle donut.
No.
What? You just because like it because like, it's shaped like a bow tie.
I hate bow ties, but this is like three
donuts.
You're
an Ole Miss fan.
God, don't you dare.
Go drink beer in a red Solo cup and put on some blue shorts and a long sleeve buttoned up Vineyard Vines blue and red plaid shirt with your little swoopy hair, with your swoopy haircut and your... red and blue bow tie, some of them made of wood, and go down and talk about how great your trees are. The Grove is nothing but a tiny little grassy circle with too many people in it and a bunch of trees and trash
cans. So what's your favorite kind of donut?
Spot.
What's your favorite kind of donut?
From Gibson's Donuts here in Memphis, Tennessee. There are, I'm sure there are plenty of other places that have this kind of donut, but Gibson's Donuts in Memphis, Tennessee has it the best. It's a chocolate icing donut with vanilla cream in it. Vanilla icing. Fantastic.
Cool.
Donnie McFall. Why does our team throw down to first after a strikeout and not third?
That's actually, intriguing, because I don't really know of any other teams that do that. Do you?
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Okay. That's a good question, Donnie.
Corbin and Corbin's new profile picture used to be a picture of just Corbin. But now I'm starting to realize that image was just cropping out Jake Mangum. Because the old photo was this picture. Like, look at his profile picture. It was this picture, but he cropped out the SDC Freshman of the Year. I'm glad you changed it, Corbin.
He should just crop out Corbin at this point and just be...
just be Jake Mangum. We could use...
And the guy that's looking over Jake Mangum's shoulder.
Yes. That's a good picture, by the way. Since no sport is going on, what are y'all talking about now?
We're going to do some preview and prediction stuff coming up.
Yes, thank you. That's the answer. Yep. So that's a perfect transition. On Tuesday, we're going to start our SEC PNP rhymes. The PNP stands for Preview and Prediction. So what we're going to do is we're going to preview an SEC football team. We're going to predict their record in the preseason. And depending on whatever team we're talking about that day, we'll get a guest on.
Oh.
So we have decided to make Ole Miss and Mississippi State the last two. Ethan, I'm going to let you choose the teams to P&P. Not urinate, but preview and predict.
How many are we doing?
14, but there are 12 from which to choose.
Are we doing one per show?
Yes.
Okay.
So, who will we be peeing and peeing on Tuesday? Drum roll.
Let's go Vanderbilt.
Oh.
Just get them out of the way there.
That's the most anticlimactic. Can you choose another one?
Arkansas.
They just took Wes Johnson. Choose another one.
Alabama.
That's too easy. Choose another one. I want something that could... I want to start with a bang.
LSU?
Yeah.
The okay. Tigers.
Yeah.
They still got the coach, y'all. Brent Shake for football.
Yeah, we'll talk about LSU. And we can get a guest on, depending on if he's willing to come on.
Yeah.
For Tuesday. So do you have any final thoughts?
It's good to be back on the show.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, you didn't miss me at all, did you?
No.
Jerk.
I had a good time with Justin and Joel. J&J. Double J. J squared.
Yeah.
They're good people. Thank you. Trash.
You're a jerk.
That was an awful comeback.
Jerk.
That's still a terrible comeback.
Fight me, IRL.
Well, I can't, because I am...
Delete your account.
Which one?
Yes.
Is that a social network?
What?
Is Yes a social network?
I mean, it might be. I don't know.
Let's look it up. I'm just going to go on yes.com. See what yes. Safari can't find the server.
There is.
Safari can't open the page yes.com because Safari web, can't find
go
the
server. Go to web.yesnetwork.com.
Let's see what this is. Oh, it's the Yankees Entertainment Sports.
Cool.
So it's not a social media, it's just...
Go to yesmagazine.org.
Let's see what this says. Love great news. This is not a social media, this is a magazine.
This is a hippie magazine, too.
Forget hunger strikes. What prisons fear most is labor strikes. Do gun control debates ever change anything? In these countries, they did. How to not love national parks to death.
How to keep mosquitoes away without toxic chemicals. That's useful. Okay, cool. Good to know.
Sanders might soon be out of the race, but not the revolution.
Yeah, that's a little out of date.
Yeah, this is a Bernie Sanders supporting
website.
For teachers is one of the sections, and there is something about a universe. Okay, so on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the LSU Tigers.
Yay.
Yeah. We have nothing to talk about.
Welcome to the off season. It's awful. Hey, wait. When is the SEC Network takeover coming up?
Oh, I don't care. So until then, thank you all for listening. Because you know, Ole Miss is just gonna air 23 hours of the season, and then the remaining 1 hour will be highlights from their wins over Alabama.
See, but they're gonna be like 30-minute shows.
Or sorry, I'll say this. Sorry, excuse me. 22 hours of the 24 will be the season.
Yeah.
1 hour and 59 minutes will be highlights of the two wins over Alabama. Yeah. And then the remaining minute will just be Hugh Freeze and Ross Bjork talking about how they didn't cheat.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look forward to that. Because, you know, Hugh Freeze, he owns it. He owned it. He owned it. Like, he said it himself, he owned it. Like, he decided that no one else would assume he owned it. He just decided to say that he owned it. We're going to talk about the LSU Tigers. Until then, thank you all for listening. And remember to be hashtag...
Not a douchebag on Twitter.
Very quality.